everything's running smoothly.
Oh, good morning, Peter. Peter F. Sween, the F is for football, is back, baby!
That's right. Football is back. Chiefs resume regular activity today. It's a good day to be in Kansas City, and if you're just waking up, I know you want your real feel.
You know I want that real feel.
High 20s, low 30s, should get as warm as the 40s by this afternoon.
Oh.
So that's nice. It's partly cloudy, high of 47, low of 30. Today on your Monday morning. Tuesday, it'll be a little bit sunnier. 51 is the high and low 28.
Ooh.
As we continue our mild winter in the beautiful city of Kansas City.
It's a hell of a weather, Pete. It's a hell of a weather report. How you doing, man? How was your...
Yeah, the F is for forecast, I guess.
How was your weekend, buddy?
Pretty good, as I said.
You sure did wake up angsty on a Saturday morning.
I was ready to get some work done.
You were ready
on Saturday morning, was texting you.
You were ready to piss me off, is what you're ready to do.
A little show convo for us. And then I went, because we didn't have the football this weekend, so I went on the barley bus. I told you about
that. Yeah, man, you were plugging that barley bus pretty hard on Friday.
We didn't even get it for free at all. There was no discount.
No, really?
Nothing.
They didn't give you nothing? I thought for sure somebody might have heard.
No.
Not even a free shot?
No, one of the hundreds of listeners that we have for each show did not
hear. Hey, that
us.
Ain't bad. Hey. Don't you S on our folks. That ain't bad, man. We don't have the millions and millions like The Rock. But we will get
not
there.
Even close to that.
We got the hundreds and hundreds of your KC Morning Show fans.
The amount of Instagram followers The Rock has.
Goals, right?
It goals. Is something special.
Hey, have you checked on our...
167 million. I just looked it up.
Oh, okay. So we're getting real close. Have you checked on... Because we post... The show on this platform, it gives all the back end analytics and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen how many countries listen to this show? Your KC Morning Show?
It is. We're global.
It's inexplicable. It's hilarious. I think I saw we had like 13 streams in the Bahamas, which is just excellent because that makes me feel like
umbrella in the drink.
Right.
KC Morning Show in the ears.
I feel like people are listening to us beachside.
I like that.
That really does give me some confidence. That does feel very reassuring. Thank you to our founding fathers and daughters of the KC Morning Show.
I thought you were going to thank the founding fathers of the United States for a second there. Hopefully not going that direction.
Well, thank you for the airwaves. They created the airwaves, I guess.
So pretty relaxed weekend. Sunday, brunch with some friends. What'd you do this weekend?
Friday. Oh, you'd be so proud of me, man. You'd be so proud of me. I went to a work networking function.
Mm.
It was enjoyable.
Where at?
We went to Kelly's. We went to our spot.
Oh, my.
Went around the corner. I didn't go too far from this here unlabeled music service studio. And
I think you were invited to the same networking event that I was invited to.
I think I was.
I just had a gig I had to go
Hey,
to.
And that's fine. You and since you know the gig that we both got invited to, you know how much I would never show up to these things. But supporting Friends, that brand new show that launched over on 610, so supporting Middays, Cody and Alex, go be great, fellas.
Cody and Gold.
Cody and Gold.
10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Now, did Cody also provide a bar tab for this hangout? Yes, he did.
Oh.
That helped.
Well, that is an important detail right there.
I would say the most important detail.
That's what we called burying the lead.
But it was good. I didn't hate it. I stayed, honestly, for more than the, what's the word? More than the kosher amount of time. More than the... I made more than appearance. I even would say that I hung out with people.
Did you touch Cody?
I shook his hand, gave him a hug.
Well, I mean, that's
we shared shots.
That's what we call support, right there.
That is support, and it was fun. It was. Is this what actual like professionals in the business do? Like on the journalism, like movers and shakers side. Because I'm jaded. We do music on the FM side where I'm from. So we just. Basically, just tell jokes and call it a day.
Whoa!
I mean,
we're starting out this hot, huh?
I'm self-aware. If nothing else, I'm very self-aware. So, is this what I'm supposed to be doing now? I even brought business cards. I was putting KC Morning Show business cards on the Kelly's tables up on the...
We do have a couple mutual friends, and I was talking to one of them last night, and he said you were throwing KC Morning Show cards in the air, like almost like a stripper.
Yeah, that's not
You were making it rain.
Yeah, that is true.
In KC Morning Show cards.
I was having a good time. I was having a good time. Had a couple pops, had a couple tank Sevies. It was a good time.
So I wasn't the only one relaxing this weekend. Frank Clark, your defensive end of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
January 5th, 2:35 p.m. My guy got a little hungry. He goes, who's got the best street tacos in KC? And it got me thinking, do you have a go-to street taco person, Hartzell?
The great thing about serving tacos is people can fill them themselves just the way they want them.
Nice, rustic little mountain. How soft and delicious and almost sort of melting in the mouth. And just sprinkle that delicious pickled cabbage and then just start lining.
Oh.
What were we listening to?
Little Gordon Ramsay's. That man was getting
Use
hot.
The cocktail stick.
He was getting hot and heavy for some street tacos, as clearly our man Frank Clark was when he made this iconic tweet. 2:35 p.m.
Okay, so I don't have a street taco vendor that I like, mm-hmm. but you're just talking about Kelly's in Westport. Mm-hmm. There's a truck called Eduardo's Pueblito.
Okay.
Best nachos I've ever had in my long, illustrious 31-year life.
When did you experience this this change of your life when you had these tacos? When was this?
I think when I first moved to Kansas City, I was introduced by people who had lived here already. Okay. And the whole thing is there's a young kid in there named Eduardo, and he started out, I think, in high school and now continues to work on the truck through in college on the weekends. But it's the best chicken nachos.
You were really moved by the story.
I mean, I've grown up with this kid and the nachos. And so it was just to watch him grow.
Uh-huh,
and through all the growth, those nachos have stayed the same. Eduardo's Pueblito truck, Frank. So if you're listening, which I know you listen to every episode, that would be the direction I would point you.
I mean, you texted me this weekend. I don't know. I mean, you really have been moved by this place because you created this segment just to plug.
So first the Barley Bus gets free love, and now Eduardo's Pueblito.
What are you doing? You get one for free. What are you doing?
I just love the place. It reminds me of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, uh-huh. like the scene where they finally get to the White Castle through the bushes.
That was it for you?
This was fun. I mean, I'm a big nacho guy, so you got to have a place, and this is my place. The only thing that's tough is I don't even know where the regular restaurant is. I've only ever gotten the truck.
Oh, so this is the only thing you've ever been associated with is the truck.
The only thing I've ever seen.
Does it count? Does a street taco...
Street meat.
Oh, my favorite kind of meat. Does it count if it's, okay, like my favorite street taco, if I was going to be honest, would be the walking taco from Updown. But it's got like the little window inside the arcade.
I love Updown.
Does that count?
Not a big food from Updown person.
Yo, that walking taco. You get that in that Doritos bag. Woo, baby boy.
That pizza.
A little onion heavy for me because I like a little spice in my life. Ooh. The pizza. I'm not trying to talk nobody.
The pizza from Updown is something.
Hold your tongue. You better watch out
something.
Here.
I will touch something. It's right there. I have a question for you, though.
You tell me. What's your question, Peter?
I see written down here, mall walking. Is this something that you do regularly? Can you explain to me the Hartzell walks the mall thing? So this is something I've heard about before.
Yeah, it's not a structured thing. It's not like I have a windbreaker with our group on it. I don't. I am someone who still loves the mall. I don't know what it is. I still want to get a job at the mall. Is that weird? I'm 28 now, and I still really, like, I applied for a job this weekend as I was walking around.
So you don't go shopping or anything? You have no store that you got to go to. You just walk it.
Oh, I will always window shop, and I usually end up walking out with something I shouldn't be buying. But usually I try to at least once a weekend hit up a mall.
Why?
And,
That's so weird.
It is one of the weirder things.
Do you have anyone that you walk with?
No, it's just me. And here's the thing, because I get there, I try to get there around 8:30-ish, 9 o'clock. I still get up on the weekends. I get up really early.
A.M.
And exactly, of course. And no one, we don't know how to acknowledge each other. Because it's the same faces. We all see the same, and they're all old. It's not. I mean, we all know the demographic. And we just don't know, like, we haven't exchanged pleasantries, but I will always give them a nod as they give me a nod, maybe a little smirk as we walk past H&M or the food court. It's a good time. Listen, you, You just made a whole thing last week about your resolutions, getting back in shape. Come walk with me.
I'm not walking them all.
Come walk with your boy. Take a walk with Hartzell.
No.
Come on.
I don't think so.
We can wrap up with an Auntie Anne's pretzel. If we get early enough, man,
it does seem like
that's a breakfast food.
It does seem like you have something going here where maybe you go on Facebook or something and make a Facebook group, Hartzell's Walking Group.
For a while, we did have a couple friends with the radio station because I would, of course, I've been plugging this. Listen, the mall is life, and I will wear it as a badge of pride. So we had a couple friends who will walk with me a little bit. That was a couple years ago now. They've since fallen off. But I have not forgotten where my roots are. If you want to join me and do this mall walking experience, here we go. Join us. And don't S on my mall walking, Pete. How dare you?
Someone needs to do a special about this sickness you have. Walking the mall.
There's no better feeling than walking in a mall, going to that food court, maybe after a couple laps, around the facility.
You get to the food court and then you go mall out. Right?
I'm also hard.
All right. Okay.
Pete,
yeah.
Do you, on that note, you got anything else, my friend?
You know what? Let's do the news.
Let's do the news!
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Announcements. We have such a fire mixtape coming soon to a SoundCloud near you. 2020 is our GD year, Pete.
Let's do the news.
Out of the mall, haters don't fall. Don't abuse the news.
Some of your finest work right there, man.
Thank you.
Some of your finest work. And we found a way now to stretch out that news intro. Just a scotch too long.
A butterscotch too long. And ice cream.
Oh, man.
Candy and nuts.
Okay. It's a Monday.
I'll show you some candy and nuts.
Okay. I was nervous. I didn't know what was going to take that number one spot. We always lead the news with your national headline, your national storyline of the day. And I was nervous. What is going to end up being that thing that takes that number one spot from impeachment? Because you never want to get there. You never do.
I got a call from my mom, actually. She's like, who does the news on your show?
Oh.
And I said, you know, it's Hartzell. Hartzell does that part of the rundown. She goes, how do you not have the biggest story in the world on it?
She wasn't wrong.
You make a fair point, Mom. I have no idea how we missed that.
So when hold on. We didn't miss it. It was we because we are public servants. We get up here. We get up here to give you the most close live interaction in your morning news possible.
Mom rolled up the bus and I threw you right under it, man.
Oh man, it hurts. It hurts.
Get that worked out tonight.
God, I gotta get the kinks out of here. Oh my God. And okay. I didn't want to speculate blindly.
Sure, I get it.
You know,
it was coming through overnight, and we get here pretty early. So
we got here 4:30 on Friday, and literally it was breaking the wire at like 3:35. So I didn't have time to pull it. So let's kind of break this down a little bit.
Okay.
So breaking Thursday night, coming in Friday morning, President Trump had announced the precision strike to terminate a top Iranian commander who was plotting imminent and sinister attacks. His last name is Soleimani. I found what I think is a pretty good explanation. It's pretty short and sweet, and it's actually from NPR. So before you throw your stones at me, before I duck these tomatoes, this is National Public Radio, all right? All right, this isn't one of those types of shows. This is NPR.
He was the head of the Quds Force, which is the foreign arm of the Revolutionary Guards Corps, which is the terror and paramilitary organization that Iran used to fight outside of its own borders in the Middle East. Soleimani was the planner and the mastermind since 1998 when he took over.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war. We do not seek regime change. However, the Iranian regime's aggression in the region, including the use of proxy fighters to destabilize its neighbors, must end, and it must end now.
We've also learned that Soleimani was what was called a target of opportunity, according to some reports out of the Pentagon, that Soleimani was not on the Americans' radar for very long. This was not the subject of weeks and months of planning.
Something that a lot of smart people are saying could be the biggest single decision in the Middle East that the U.S. has made since the Iraq War invasion was something made on a relatively short notice, snap judgment.
That's right.
So now we wait. Now we wait and see what goes on from here. Are we arguing semantics? I don't know. Assassination versus targeted strike. Here's the thing. This guy is actually, or was, actually a part of the Iranian government. This isn't like an Osama kind of deal where they were a non-state actor. So, because of that, this is the first time this has happened in plain sight, taking out, like, a foreign government's, you know, member of their state. This is the first time since World War II.
I did a little reading on this on Friday, and this man apparently, with his status, is as powerful as any leader.
Oh, this is not a good, he's not a good dude. Was not a good dude whatsoever.
Right. And so there's just different theories about, okay, was it the right move?
Right. Yeah.
He's killed American soldiers. There's been a lot of destruction. There's some terrorism involved.
Essentially, he was kind of that guy, because the way they operate, they have little splinter cells all over the world. So he was responsible for hundreds of American deaths. Again, this guy was not a good dude.
And I saw some back and forth of, should the Americans have been so quick and so boastful in a way, not completely, of claiming it? Because that, again, puts people in jeopardy as well. And I don't know. There's a lot back and forth. And you can understand both sides of it. And now that you know it's happening, we just wait and see. Iran has, correct me if I'm wrong, they've promised some sort of retaliation or revenge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we took out one of their generals. I mean, this is how video games start. We've seen that Call of Duty storyline.
It was weird because you wake up on Friday, and again, we joked about missing the story, but we got off, and trending is World War III. That's legitimate.
I didn't love that.
And that's not a good feeling. Not the best way to start 2020. That's what I'll say. But again, what I always do is encourage people to try to get out and get as much information as
especially
they can.
Especially in this one, because, I mean, we are going to have, I mean, troops are getting deployed.
They sent
friends,
a ton of troops over there.
Friends who may have gotten that call. This is one of those. Mayor Sly James, former mayor of Kansas City, Sly James was on Twitter. He's a military guy, and he was pretty blunt. I haven't heard. This is some of the first post mayoral comments from Sly, and he was pretty facts only. He's like, as a military mind, Sly said, "Hey, there's gonna be significant." Backlash from this. It was actually a really interesting thread, because, like I said, Mayor Sly he's not known for someone who responds to a lot of Twitter feedback, if you will. And so if you're interested, I would actually check out Mayor Sly's his thread. Always staying frosty, my friends.
It's we always have fun in the show. We'll get back to that in a second. It's just something. It hits me a little bit harder, I think, sometimes, because not that Iran would not necessarily strike the middle of the map, but you feel a little bit safer in Kansas City. My entire family lives in one of the major targets in New York. So it's just something that it sucks, and I guess we'll just see what happens here.
Last night, Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
I did not realize. I knew it was award season, but it just kind of sneaks up on you. And even the feel of these award shows, and especially the Hollywood award shows, it's the mystique is kind of fading.
There's a lot of them, and it's almost too much of a good thing, I think, sometimes.
Well, it's like, who is it for anymore? This was one. It used to be where if I was going to watch an award show, that might be the first time in forever that I've seen my celebrity who I think is awesome, or this musical act or whatever. But anyway, last night, the Golden Globes, Ricky Gervais was your host. He was holding nothing back. I love Ricky Gervais.
So if you do win an award tonight, Don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
In 1997, when Ellen's sitcom was at the height of its popularity, I was in my mother's basement lifting weights in front of the mirror and thinking, am I gay? And I was. And I still am. And the only thing that made it less scary was seeing Ellen on TV. And if I hadn't seen her on TV, I would have thought... I could never be on TV. They don't let LGBTQ people on TV. And more than that, I would have gone on thinking that I was an alien and that I maybe didn't even have a right to be here. So thank you, Ellen, for giving me a shot.
It was a really cool moment for Kate McKinnon, who I, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've never really heard her being that vulnerable before. And it was Ellen DeGeneres was receiving one of those lifetime achievement type deals. Sure. And it was a really... really awesome moment. It went viral on the internets. You got some results for me, yeah?
Yeah.
Some Golden Globe winners.
Right. Yes, we have our best picture. That went to 1917.
No, hold on. Now it's different with the Golden Globes. So you got best picture for drama, yes. And you got best picture for like comedy and musical and all that stuff.
Okay, so that's the best picture for drama. Renee Zellweger won best actress for Judy.
Uh-huh. Oh, she did?
Joaquin Phoenix beat out Adam Driver and Christian Bale to win best actor for Joker.
Joaquin beat out Kylo Ren.
Boo!
Your best motion picture for musical or comedy... was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Which I saw that one coming because I loved it. I love Tarantino, but it was a love letter to Hollywood, and they love fluffing each other. Let's just be real. Come on. Nobody loves themselves more than some Hollywood.
Best performance by an
actress.
And that's
coming from me, so come on.
In a musical or comedy. Awkwafina?
Yeah.
She has one name?
Yeah, so she...
She doesn't have a last name, Miss Awkwafina.
She was in, I think that was for The Farewell. She's like a comedy actress and does like some hip-hop stuff, and she went serious for this role, and it was excellent, and she ended up, I guess, pulling home the dub.
Can't wait to meet Dasani. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture. Taron Egerton, am I saying that right? Taron Egerton?
I don't even know.
Rocket
Man. You made a water pun. You went with a water bottle pun, man. Happy Monday.
No apologies here. So there you go. So it was drama and comedy. Is there any other?
That's probably the biggest ones right there. We've got 1917. We're going to be reviewing that one with our Fox 4 film critic, Sean Edwards, on Friday.
Succession. Took a lot of the TV awards.
Yeah,
I love Succession.
Cleaned
and so.
Up. That was one because I started like the first episode of the first season and it wasn't a huge smash. Everyone told me second season's when that one kind of picked up the pace. And
I loved the first season. It got popular in the second.
It did.
I went through one of these things.
Oh, what is his face?
I hate it and I'm guilty of it, but I really liked that I was one of the few to watch Succession.
Okay.
When you have a band, right, that you really like and not everyone really knows about it. And you're like, oh, man, I was watching when they were just in their garage.
Yeah, you're that tool. We
now
get it, man.
Everybody's a Succession person. Oh, Kieran Culkin. I was on this show from jump.
All right, man. Cool.
Whatever.
I wrote this one down on our show sheet, and I thought you'd find it fairly clever. It's titled Bobbling with My Homie.
A larger-than-life version of the MVP is making the rounds. Meet the Mahomes bobblehead, all 7 feet of it. It is kicking off a full slate of events leading up to the Chiefs' first game next Sunday. The bobblehead made its debut at Union Station. If you missed out, the bobblehead will be making the rounds next week at area Hy-Vee locations and at the J.C. Nichols Fountain.
Here's the thing. I like to see the Chiefs do well. Uh-oh. It's how I make my living.
Okay. Okay.
It's the most popular thing in the city right now. Patrick Mahomes is the most beloved person around.
He's like mayor emeritus.
Kansas City does not need a 7-foot bobblehead of this guy.
You don't want us. Let us be that town. We have a star now. Let us have a thing.
It's creepy. It looks like one of those dolls that comes to life at night. When mom and dad are in bed and all of a sudden you turn on the lights and there's scary old Patrick Mahomes.
So here's the thing,
Bobble
Pete,
guy.
I got to break something to you, man. That's not what you think it is.
What do you mean?
That life-size doll you see in your parents' house. It's not what you think it is, bud.
If you want to take a picture with this thing, we have a list up at Arrowhead Pride.
It's how an MVP, all right, but not the MVP you're thinking.
How to take a photo with Patrick Mahomes' life-size bobblehead. This thing will be bobbing around until January 12th all over the city. What is today? It's the 6th. Mm-hmm. So today, it'll be at the Olathe Hy-Vee from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
You know we have to go find a time to go get a picture.
Have you seen it?
I've only seen it through like videos and stuff. I haven't seen it in person. We got to go do it. The KC Morning Show.
It is
a home shot.
It's a terrifying entity.
Because we got a bunch behind us, which also, if you guys want to ever send us anything for arts, we would love to expand the studio. We have a bunch of bobbleheads, including a Pat Mahomes bobblehead. Now, that looks good. That's a solid-looking bobblehead.
Yeah. It is, what? That thing's 6 inches.
Yeah.
This thing is 7 feet.
Let's go get a picture.
Taller than me.
Let's go get a picture with it. Let's do that.
I don't know, man.
This could be our Santa.
We can go
this
to the Hy-Vee.
Santa picture.
You get a picture with Bobble Mahomes, and I'll just go to like the baking section or
and then when we're
the
done,
snack section.
Then we'll go to the Hy-Vee bar and get lit.
Why do you love the Hy-Vee bar? You love walking the mall and the Hy-Vee bar. You're a special man.
I'm easily entertained. It didn't take much for me.
What else?
Overland Park.
OP.
OP's getting a little angsty.
You done with OPP?
Yeah, you know me. No, in fact, no. In this situation, the citizens of OPP aren't down with you know me.
City leaders are considering an expansion of the Arboretum at 179th and Antioch. The
proposal includes a brand new visitor center as well as hundreds of new parking spaces, in addition to an amphitheater that can hold 850 people. Those residents who showed up today say the additions are likely to bring bright lights, noise, and traffic that they say will decrease their property values and some say public safety.
You're telling me they're going to bring in all the pomp and circumstance to my neighborhood? I've lived here for 15 years. I'm getting some serious Footloose vibes, you know? Get off my lawn! I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. I knew you're teed up for it. Mayor Carl Gerlach called the special meeting scheduled for Monday. There's a special session, 40 agenda items.
Mayor Carl.
Man, what a name. That's what you want.
Easy C.
I love Mayor Q. That's iconic. Quentin Lucas. But unless you're Mayor Carl, come on. 40 agenda items up for grabs this evening. Not just the Arboretum vote. Did I pronounce that right?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Not just that one.
Maybe.
The 22,000 planned square foot visitor center, reception hall, outdoor amphitheater, up to 850 people. They say it's too loud. Get off my lawn. Come on, y'all.
Good luck to Carl.
Carl, tell these folks how it is. Listen, I got this ring. This ring I got, this extra ass ring I wear on my pinky finger. Got it from Red Rocks in Colorado. One of the best venues ever. It's a natural occurring thing. They made it into this larger than life spectacle of a venue. And it's a good time for everybody.
I thought you'd only
OP.
I thought you'd only name drop humans. Now that you're name dropping venues. New territory here on a Monday. Good luck to Carl Gerlach, though. Or Gerlach. What? Gerlach? Gerlach. Whatever your name is.
Godspeed.
OPP.
Yeah, you know me. And I got one more. Maybe two more. Get well soon, Mr. Mayor. Former KC Mayor Charles Wheeler. He is recovering. Had a little bit.
Ton of mayor talk today.
Listen. Can you wishful thinking? I'm putting it out there in the open. I'm gonna make it a reality for myself.
All right.
Can you imagine me in charge? Oh my God. Oh.
You know that Mayor Q is only 34.
I'm telling you, man. He gives me hope.
It's a couple of years for you.
I know enough dumb stuff that I could put together a campaign. I can listen. Nobody dog and pony shows better than me.
You do the campaign. I'll bring the champagne. How about that? Be your champagne manager.
Former Missouri State Senator and former mayor of Kansas City, Missouri from 1971 to 79. Mayor Wheeler recovering from a fall. Mayor Lucas was on Instagram, went and saw him in the hospital, which I think is just a class act kind of move right there.
Mayor Q makes so many different visits all over the city. It's
he
like,
teleports, man.
Does he have a body double?
Honestly, I have some questions. I would love
the
to
award
find
for
out.
Best supporting actor in Kansas City goes to Mayor Q's body double. Congratulations.
Got to spend some quality time this afternoon with #49 Mayor Charles Wheeler. I'm assuming that's
get well
49th mayor, I'm assuming, is why he tweeted that. He's a young 93, said Mayor Q. He had a fall a few days ago, but appears to be recovering well. He wants nothing more than visitors to come say hi and enjoy some good company. And I found this pretty awesome little expose on Mayor Wheeler.
Dr. Charles Wheeler is an icon in Kansas City for his nearly 70 years of service to the community. He is best known for 8 years as mayor of Kansas City during the 1970s. It was a proud time for our city as he oversaw the opening of Kansas City International Airport, the Truman Sports Complex, Crown Center, and more.
Wow. Well, I think the city's doing very well. It's been a steady improvement since I took over the mayor's office. Some of my successors do a better job than I did, but we all work well.
Those are three legit venues.
No, so everyone that I've looked up, because I tried to find some quotes on the mayor, like the golden age of Kansas City was a common thread. He also was around when we got the Republican National Convention. That was Gerald Ford's year. My dad was actually one of the official photographers for the convention.
There it is.
And I had to. So Mayor Wheeler, get well soon, my friend. 93 years young. Mm. Still, he's still running for office.
Mayor Q
too.
Called him a young 93. I look at myself as an old 31. So get well soon there.
And finally, some concert announcements. I'm only allowed to say so much because this concert announcement is actually from my radio station. 96.5, The Buzz. Man, I have been name dropping. I'm sorry. I have been. You know what? Now, in hindsight, I do feel a little bit disgusting. There's not a lot I can say because they only told me I'm allowed to say a certain amount of things. But if you're hearing this right now, you're one of the first. 96.5, The Buzz presents... Oh, can I say the... Okay, we're announcing the Church of Laszlo ED party. I'll go ahead and say that far.
That's all you can say?
I'm going to say...
What does ED stand for?
It is exactly what you think it is.
Electric disco.
Sure. That works. So here's the thing. A little behind the curtain. I don't care.
What are we talking about here?
I don't care. So we used to do a show called the VD party, which is our... Valentine's Day.
Got it.
Or also VD. So we no longer do that show.
Sure.
We have now transitioned to the Church of Laszlo's ED party. According to Pete, it's electric dance or also a certain type of disorder. oh, God. The band will be announced later. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't think I'm allowed to because I would step on that lead. But you should listen to Church of Laszlo 96.5 The Buzz. 2:00 this afternoon. I'm actually making my debut as the full-time producer.
Congratulations to you, too.
Another shameless self-promotion for myself. I apologize. This was gross. Pete.
So go ahead and rewind the podcast.
Take me to sports.
Siri, what song is that?
Stop. That was supposed to be subtle. You're not supposed to put two and two together on that announcement.
Welcome into sports. We now know who your Kansas City Chiefs will play in the division round. Many people thought it would be the New England Patriots.
No.
It is not.
Brady's pass is intercepted and returned for a touchdown by Logan Ryan, the former Patriots.
Well, there you go. The Tennessee Titans may have ended the Patriots dynasty.
You hate to see it.
Six titles in 20 years.
You love to see it.
We'll see if Tom Brady and Bill Belichick stay in New England after their 20-13 loss to the Titans.
Hey, Pete, you called this one, man. Look at you.
Look, man.
You did it.
We don't care about that for now.
It's about time you got one of these takes right.
I went on TV on Friday.
Okay.
41 Action News.
Uh-huh.
As we're dropping, whatever.
Might as well.
Screw it. And I said, the Titans will win.
You did.
And I also said,
you did.
The Texans will win. Well, the Chiefs will get the winner of the other game because the Titans go to now Baltimore to play the Ravens. A contest between the Texans and the Buffalo Bills. The Texans as I said, defeated the Bills in a 22-19 overtime thriller, which means one of the only four teams in the league to beat the Chiefs this season will play them in the playoffs next week at Arrowhead. The Texans beat the Chiefs 31-24 on October 13th. Here was ESPN's Stephen A. Smith after that game.
I'm looking at Deshaun Watson, and I'm like, this brother is all world. I'm not going to say he's better than Patrick Mahomes. That's what I'm not debating that. What I'm saying is when you look at what he brings to the table for Houston and you ask yourself, what would each team be without those guys? I think Kansas City would be exponentially better without Patrick Mahomes than Houston would be without Deshaun Watson.
And so the debate begins.
This Who is pays that man money?
This will be something.
Who pays him?
This will be something people
That's
will be talking about all
I've
week.
Heard.
Watson really willed the Texans to win this football game. It could have went either way. Mm-hmm. Texans beat the Bills. And then this will bring up the 2017 NFL draft where the Chiefs selected Patrick Mahomes 10th overall. Watson was taken two picks later at number 12. This is the first major game between these two quarterbacks. It's the new age. As we said, Tom Brady is really that old school guy. He appears to be done, whereas now you're starting to see Jackson and Watson, Mahomes, Tannehill's that other quarterback in the mix. He's a little bit older, but a lot of young quarterbacks left.
So what do you think, man? Is Tom done? You think that's it? There's no way. He looked too salty
last night.
It
remains to
be seen. He looked real upset, man. And he didn't have a terrible game.
Well, a lot of people think that maybe Brady isn't done. What is a huge question in the NFL right now is, will these guys stay together in New England?
Because he's a free agent,
right? To the Giants, yes. Brady could go anywhere. Ooh. For the first time in his career. He's never been a free agent at the young age of 40-something, 42.
He's coming back. He's coming back, man.
I don't know if he would go out with an interception like that.
No, yeah. He's coming back.
One thing to note in the Chiefs' loss to the Texans earlier in the season is they were missing Chris Jones, Eric Fisher, Sammy Watkins. They were easing Tyreek Hill back from injury in that loss, and they were also without Anthony Hitchens. Credit to Craig Stout of AP, who works for me, does a great job. He tweeted out that stat. In the rest of the NFL playoffs, the Saints were upset by the Vikings 26-20. They're out, and the Seattle Seahawks took care of the Philadelphia Eagles 17-9. The 49ers and Packers are the other two teams in the NFC. On Saturday, KU won their second game in a row. This was over the West Virginia Mountaineers 60-53. Senior center Udoka Azubuike had 17 points, 11 rebounds in the Big 12 opener. Kansas is ranked third in the country. Hartzell. In an opposite and much sadder result, Mizzou dropped their conference opener to Kentucky Saturday 71-59. They have a quick opportunity to respond as the Tigers play Tennessee at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. You can catch that game on the
I'm
SEC Network.
I'm just tired.
What are you tired of?
M-I-Z.
Z-O poo at this point. Am I right?
Boo! Boo!
K-State Wildcats dropped their third game in four matchups against Oklahoma over the weekend. You hate to see it. 66-61.
Yeah.
They are back in action on Tuesday as well. They're against TCU, ESPNU at 8 p.m. Monday and Tuesday are, of course, our lightest days of the morning show calendar, but here's what I found on Monday. Hartzell, your place.
Oh, hold on. We going straight to preview?
Oh, did you have something else?
Well, I just want to take a little break.
Oh, sure.
Let's sit on it.
Give me a break.
Let's breathe.
Give me a break. Want to take a break of that, Pete Hartzell.
I'm hitting the button.
Annie M's Hartzell. I need a lifeline.
The KC Morning Show.
Because here's the thing. You do such a good job with the preview of the day. I want to separate it. I want people to know that this is its own thing. I want people to know that when Pete brings you up to date on the happenings of Kansas City, that sure. you need to prepare yourself.
All right, in here for next show break.
Write this down is what he's trying to tell you. Plus, I want to be able to play a song. You know, what do you got an ear for today? Because this is the track that's gonna start the rest of our friend's day on the KC Morning Show. You got a feeling for something? What do you got an ear for today?
I don't know.
I thought people were gonna hate that we play music underneath it, and I've heard feedback that people kind of like it. So what do you got a ear for?
Something sweet.
Something sweet. Something, something, sweet, something. Something, something, sween, something.
Oh, wow.
Continue.
Okay. All right, Monday, Tuesday. Usually pretty light in KC when it comes to random events. You usually get it toward the end of the week. But here's what I found on Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, I got a perfect one for you. Something sweet, Going sweet disposition.
Okay.
A little temper trap.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, Pete. Take them there, Pete.
Okay. Hartzell, this is your place on Monday. If you have nothing to do, the Alamo Draft House is having the Big Lebowski.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm into that.
7 o'clock.
Make me a white Russian.
Get your tickets.
That's Pete's middle name.
At drafthouse.com. The F is for white Russian. On Tuesday, it's the grand opening of Pickleman's Downtown. I love Pickleman's.
Oh, that's... Oh, I didn't know that was now.
The address is 25 East 12th Street, if you're looking for a little bit of lunch.
And you know, I did a Pickleman's commercial.
Oh, man. This has been the Hartzell Show.
It's just too easy. Why do I keep doing it?
Also on Tuesday, later on at 5 o'clock, it's Tallboy Tuesday at Boulevard. Boulevard Brewery is celebrating the release of Phantom Haze and Tank 7 and Tallboy cans with samples in the gift shop.
Tank 7 and Tallboys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yes.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I wonder what they're charging for that.
Not enough.
Should be legal. Plus, Garrett Childers and John Flynn will be amping up. That's from the description. Amping up this Tuesday with music and the beer hall.
Hold on. Garrett, that's Hembry. That's our guy. You met him a couple days ago.
Hmm?
He's in the band Hembry.
When did I meet him?
You met him a couple days ago when we were at Charlie Hustle.
Hmm.
Yes, good friend of ours.
Yes.
Hembry had the best album of 2019. You should listen to it. House on Fire. And it's local, so you should do that.
Maybe I'll see them at Porch Fest. Does that still exist?
Hey, look at you. We should talk about Porch Fest.
When is that?
I got to look that up. Music on the Porch. We should put a band together.
No, we should not.
H Love and the Band. I'm H Love. You're the band.
And I can't with a little moon dancer with you. These are just some of the events. If you have one we need to know about, please email us, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. This show comes to you from Unlabeled Music Services in Westport. Check them out for all your musical and party needs.
You ever watch 500 Days of Summer? Experience. Little Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Catch us on Instagram.
Zoe Deschanel.
The KC Morning Show. KC Morning Show everywhere else on social media. Rate and review on iTunes and Spotify and tell your friends.
We jumped up as high as...
We exist. We were the number one podcast in the world last night. No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? I lie.
We did pretty well, though. I think we were top 100. So, yeah, give us all those comments, subscribes. Plug the socials one more time, Pete.
KC Morning Show everywhere. The KC Morning Show on Gmail. Again, your high for today, 47, low of 30. Sunny on Tuesday, high of 51, and low of 28. And then we will be back with you on Wednesday as we continue on in this beautiful new year. Happy 2020.
What a crescendo.
Let's not do surrender.
Like that? Let me get the high note real quick.
Yeah.
Let's not do surrender.
Oh, goodness.
Sober.
Wow. Oh, my.
I am in a mood today. Oh, I am squirrely today. Woo, 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 woo. Weekend preview. KC Morning Show.
No.
Peter E. Sween. Peter E. Sween for excellence. The excellence of execution. I don't know what that was. I just really wanted to get that in. On that note, Pete.
You're a special boy.
Oh, special boy. 2020. New year, same us, Pete. Mm. Same us.
Slightly different. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, it's been a good show, man. Pete.
Put that in your coffee.
I love you, man. I love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow.
All
I'll
right.
See you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.